There is a lot of is. What is, and is this, and is that, and where is, and when is. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 says, "And without faith it is impossible to please him. For whosoever draws near to God must believe he is." He is. He is. What is? He is. What is up? He is. What is going down? He is. What is going to take place? He is. You know, it's easy to stand in the middle ground. You come out of trouble. And I have to say, and I say this with conviction, and I say it with the hope of inspiration, I'm looking for songs that talk about who he is and who we are in him, and less songs about what we need to get out of and how God's going to help you out of your despair. And we were listening to some Christian music this morning, some worship, and I told my wife, I said, I can't hear that anymore. I said, in my mind, I'm saying I've left the middle ground. I don't want to talk anymore. I don't want to hear. I don't. I know there are people. Listen, there are people that need to be. People would be encouraged if they'd hear and see the future God has set before them, and would get there a lot faster if we'd look at who he is in us and what we've already been delivered from. It's like being pulled out of a pit, standing around, looking down in it, and talking about what you're delivered from and how you're delivered and when you're going to be delivered until you end up falling back in the pit and need deliverance again. According to your faith, according to your faith, according to your faith, according to your faith, without faith it is impossible to please him. And it's not like we're sitting here going, God, I hope that pleased you. God, it's a different kind of please. It's a favor please. It's God able to draw us into who he is and reveal who he is through us. And it's just one thing, believe God. If you believe God, Jesus said it like this. He said, if you love me, he said, you do what I say. And it's really that easy. If you love me, not if you say you love me, we're not talking about believing in God. Your eyes can tell you to believe in God. And the word says it like this, only a fool looks up and says there is no God. And what that's saying is when you look up, it's evident there is a God. That's most evident. Jesus walked among us, the word says, and we beheld him, not necessarily you and I, and didn't know who we were looking at, didn't see who he was. Because the very senses, the very things you want God to do to prove that he's God with you is the very thing that keeps you from believing that he is God with you. The very thing we look for. So the word says the carnal mind is enmity against God. It's not subject to the laws, the powers, the authorities, the commands, the will, the wisdom, the righteousness, the joy, the peace of God. And so often people feel like unless it's explained in a way that makes sense, unless you see something that you want manifest or take place, that God isn't answering you. And the truth is God can't help but answer you. He can't keep from answering you, because his word says, call on me and I'll answer you. His word said, ask and I'll give. He said, the Father is glorified when you bear much fruit. So you might be able to help keep from seeing it, but God can't help but answer and do it. But do you know what he's done? And remember, he said, my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are elevated beyond your thoughts, like the heavens are. God's not saying you'll never attain this. What God is saying is you're thinking about the glory of man, and you're not seeing or seeking the glory of God. The word calls God the unapproachable light, which no man has seen And it says, and no man can see. Unapproachable light. He's called the unapproachable light. Scriptures also tell us that no man has seen God at any time. No man has seen God at any time. But the word says, they that are born of flesh are flesh, but they that are born of spirit are spirit. And here again, we come to another junction. When we think we're both, and we know we have a temple, but our bodies are now a temple. Believers should think this way. The body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's the way we should think. It is not your body. You didn't give it to you. God gave it to you. It's a gift. You didn't make it. You didn't choose. You were chosen. God called you. He chose you. And that's just the truth. It may not be fancied or appreciated or popular in the world, but that doesn't matter because we're in it, but we're not of it. So what makes a difference? Because when the world follows its desires and sees what it wants, even sees what they want God to do, then you fall short of the glory of God. And the glory of God is why we're here. Christ within us is the hope of glory. Not just that we hope in the glory, but that the glory of God is manifest through us. Christ was made a man, and God became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld him as the only begotten of the Father, full of glory. And the fullness of God dwelt in him in bodily form. But Jesus says something very interesting. When he's crucified and he's raised on the third day, he says, you need the Holy Spirit, but he can't come until I go. Because I must be glorified. And when I am glorified, he said that I'm going to pray the Father. I'm going to ask the Father, and he's going to send you the Holy Spirit. Jesus dwelt among us, but what God wanted was to dwell in us. Jesus said, as long as I dwell among you, you see me and you doubt me. But when the Spirit who is sent from the Father comes into you, he'll come into you like a purging fire. And out of your belly will flow rivers of, I think of it as fire. Because the word says this, he referred to about the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given. The Holy Spirit dwelt among people, spoke to people, gave people word. But the Spirit of God, God wanted his Spirit to dwell in his people. And the temple had to be sanctified. Always sanctified. Christ sanctified the temple, you and I, any believer, every believer. So that Christ would not walk among us, but that he would walk in us. So the life we live was a life of glory. God wants to bless you. God wants to glorify himself in you and through you far beyond anything you could ever expect to see. But when your temperature, your thermometer, your means of checking and seeing whether or not God is moving, your ability to discern can't come from what you see or what you feel. It comes from what you believe. Just one thing. In our Christian walk, in our churches, we talk about lots of things. We talk about lots of gods. We talk about the gods of the world, the evil people, the bad people. We talk about the other guy. What's his name? The loser. Talk about him, what he wants to do. But when my mind is set on him because I trust in him, he's all I believe. He's all you think about. He's all you know. He's all you see. He's all you speak. He's all you think. He becomes your thoughts. He becomes your mind. He becomes your emotion. He becomes your heart. He becomes your vision. Let this mind be in you who is also in Christ Jesus. And don't be conformed to the world. Don't be conformed to what seems to be reality and is a deception because it's temporary. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do we do that? Just one thing. I believe God. I can't blame anyone for anything. When you stop blaming people for the things that don't go right in your life, for holding you back and trying to get in your way, and the blame just goes away and you do one thing, I believe God. Believe what? He's leading me in the way I should go. He's directing my steps. He's orchestrating me. You become a purged temple by the word of God because you believe. You believe God. I'm created by him, for him, through him, and to him. Of him and to him and through him are all things. To God be glory and honor and praise. But God is When Moses heard the voice of God, God said, go tell them, set my people free. And he said, who shall I say sent me? He said, tell him is sent you. I am. He is what? Yeah. Is. Am. Everything, every intention, every purpose, every promise, all power, all authority, tell it, it's all with me. Tell Pharaoh, it's all. Is here. Is with me. Is telling you. He is. They that come to him must believe he is. What? Everything. Everything. All things. All power. All authority. All the time. Omnipresent. God with us. That's glorifying God. That's presenting your body a living sacrifice. The sacrifice God wants is a sacrifice you are. He said to Cain, Cain, if you would have done well. Done well how? By your heart. It's not what you bring. It's the heart you bring it with. It all belongs to you, God. That's what David said. He said, God, it all belongs. I'm bringing all this offering, all this gold, all this wealth, all this silver, but it belongs to you anyway. So what am I doing? I'm believing God. I'm worshiping God. When you bring an offering before the Lord, you're believing God. You're worshiping God if you bring it with a willing heart. The word says when Moses was, they were preparing the tabernacle. The word says everyone that was stirred, I love this, everyone that was stirred and had a willing heart brought unto the Lord. And what did God do? He blessed them. Everyone that was stirred, take a step forward, dig a little deeper, reach a little higher. It's all the same thing. Those that were stirred, I'm going to see. I love the worship today. I want to see the face of God. Well, you can't. I want to see the face of God. Well, you can't. I want to see the, no man has seen him. No one can see the unapproachable light. Jesus said, no one knows the Father but me, and no one knows me but the Father. But the Spirit, when he comes, when your temporal, temporary, self-centered, self-seeking senses die with me, how? I just believe God. When you're cleansed by the word and the blood that I shed for you and the word I am and the word I give you, when you just believe me, he said, you'll be endued with power from on high. And he said, he will lead and guide you into all truth and he will teach you all things. Jesus said, you see me. He said, but I have to go. And when I tell you this, he said, it fills your heart with sadness. But he said, believe me when I tell you, it is of the most essential, the most expedient, it's the most important thing for me to go. So you believe God. You believe by faith. So you, I'm not walking up to your ability to understand, to comprehend, to know, to see. And that's the inside part of you that you would never know unless it was made alive by the Spirit of God. Even the written letter can't make it alive. The word says the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. And the Holy Spirit isn't just this floaty little dove that comes down and flutters his wings. The word refers to the Spirit. Jesus said, you're going to be, John declared, he said, you're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit and fire. Because fire tells the truth. Fire tells you who you are. And more importantly, God through the fire tells you who he is. Can't be consumed when it's spirit. So God comes and says, I is. Is here. Everything beyond your imagination that would make you joyful, peaceful, powerful, the what you can't see. Well, how do you explain God? Don't you get it? That's the beauty. That's the wonder of God. You don't. How many believe in love? I can't see. Maybe it's the lights. How many of you believe in love? Tony, you don't believe in love? Oh, let me see your hand. Explain it to me. How many of you feel love? How many of you love? Explain it to me. Explain it to me. Explain it to me. Explain it to me. You can't, can you? But you believe in it firmly. You'll work hard for it. You go to the deep, you'll war for it. You put your life on the line for it. Explain it to me. What I want to say is, do you understand how deeply God has created you? Out of the depth of his heart where you can't explain to you. You can't explain what you live and yet you live in it. You know why you do what you do because you love, but you can't explain it. But it drives you because it's the Spirit of God. God is love. And they that dwell in love dwell in God, for God is love. He said, be love. Be unexplainable. Be unimaginable. How? Just one thing. Believe God and God alone. Don't give anyone else any praise. Don't give flesh praise. Don't give spirits praise. Give God praise. Only blame God for what's going in your life. He is leading me. Watch how your life will begin to make sense when it doesn't make sense. You can't explain it, but it's God. It just is. God said, Moses, you can't tell Pharaoh who I am. I just want you to believe that I am. Believe God is. Believe God is. And he's beyond what you need. You couldn't need enough, but sometimes we need the wrong thing. You know what you need, but God, you know what you want, but God knows what you need. God knows who you are. And the Holy Spirit is fire. You need the Holy Spirit. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, God said, ask me. He said, I'll give it to you. I will give you the Spirit. Believing the Word is not enough. You have to believe God. Believing in God is not enough. You have to believe God. Your eyes can tell you there has to be a God. How many believe in joy? How many like joy? How many have joy? Explain it to me. Why do you want it so badly? Well, because I feel, not what you feel, explain it to me. You can't. But we work hard for it. Peace. How many need peace? How many believe in peace? How many of you can't live without peace? No matter what's going on, explain it to me. It's the virtue of God. It is beyond explanation. It defies explanation, just like God. God is. He is all the fullness of every peace of peace you want, every love of love you could expect, every hope of hope you could want. He is. Those that come to him must believe he is. Not he can be explained, not he can be understood, but that he gives understanding. That the understanding is, I believe God, and God through you does exceeding abundant and beyond all you could ask or think. So then Romans 8:28 comes into play. All things work together for good to them that love God and are the called according to his purpose. You can't set your mind and make yourself love him. He told you to love him. That's why you can. Why? God is. And when he says something and you believe it, God is. And what the Holy Spirit does is he comes into you and he fills you with the glory of God. The glory of God is beyond seeing. You could never see the glory of God, but you could behold the glory of God as the glory of God is manifested. You may see the light, you may see the thunder, you may see the brilliance of his glory, but you can't see the glory of God because the glory of God is endless. You only know love exists for one reason, not because you heard about it, not because you were told that it exists. You believe in love, every one of you here, because you've felt it. Because it's lived through you. It's been in you. And that's why you know it's real. Christ in you is that glory. Christ in you. The Holy Spirit, the Word says, he's the only one that can reveal the glory of the Father to you. He's the definer of the glory of God. He's the detail of the glory of God. He reveals details and aspects and dynamics and virtues of the glory of God you could never explain, but it will live through you. The point is, Jesus made it very clear. You're going to have the opportunity to listen to a serpent. You're going to have an opportunity to doubt, but don't do it. And don't do it this way. No, I am. No, God is. That's it. He couldn't have made it any simpler. Two-letter word. God is. Who's God? He is. He is. He is my joy. He is my life. I can love, not because I understand it. How can you do something you don't understand, and yet you do it every day? Because God's word said love. Why? Why does it work? Because he is. He takes you to higher ground. Middle ground is questioning. It didn't work. It didn't happen. This didn't take place. That didn't take place. Be like some guy out on the golf course saying, you know, this is going to happen in two moves, and it doesn't, and he doubts God. It's like, no, you're just a bad golfer. Or you missed it prophetically. You should have said, three, Chris. Oh, I'm sorry, that slipped out. Humorous, funny, but in reality, it's humorous when we doubt God. Not a good humor. A sorrowful humor. Believe the word of the Lord and you will succeed. Believe the word of the Lord and you will be established. Just one thing. Believe God. You're going to do and you're going to do and you're going to fill up all your heart's desire if you can, or part of it, and you're going to come to a place to where that peace and that love and that power is lacking, because it can't be done by works or filling yourself up with what you want or what you need. And that's why when we ask God to do something and it doesn't look like it happens, that you get discouraged, because you're looking for the wrong thing to bring that sense of I am. And the truth is, only the Spirit of the living God can reveal what you were created for. To reveal the glory of God. To reveal the glory of God. You are temples of the living God. What would happen when they went into the temple? The glory of God was manifest. The glory of God was revealed. The glory of God filled. I like the song. I want to do something I can't do. I want to see your face. You can't see the face of God. But the Spirit of God can reveal the face of God through you. He said, seek my face. But you can't see it. And he told you you can't. So what's God saying? I want you to leave the middle ground. Standing where you think you're safe and you're saved and it's okay. And you get to blame people when it doesn't go right. And then sometimes you give God some credit when it does. And then you forget real fast and real quickly how awry it went when you begin to doubt God, and then you blame God for doubting him. Instead of just one thing, believe God. This happened and I didn't like it, but God's in the middle of it. Give it a name. I call you blessed of the Lord. I call you ordained of God. Give it a name. Take dominion in the earth. Take dominion. Tell it what it is, no matter what it looks like. God said. God said, looks like an impassable sea, but God said it's a roadway to freedom. That rock looks like a dry rock, but God said, his word said, it's a well of living water. It represents God is with me. Pray, God, bear witness that you're with me so I can bear witness of you in the earth, just like Jesus said. He said, I'll fill you with my Spirit. Why? So you can bear witness of me. God's called the unapproachable light, and yet we are called to be the light of the world. The Holy Spirit is a fire that keeps you from being deceived by not enough. The Holy Spirit is a fire that tells you God can't help but answer you. The Holy Spirit is a quickening fire that purges everything that makes you feel dirty and unclean and unprepared and unready and unripe. Jesus said, you can't do it by seeing. There's an eye in you that's called the eye of the Spirit that's far greater than anything you could visualize with your mind, touch with your hands, sense with your senses, smell with your nose, hear with your ear. You'll hear from inside. So when they said, show us the kingdom, he said, it's in the air. It's inside of you. That's where it is. The kingdom of God is the mind of God. And the mind of God is revealed by the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is sent to dwell in temples that are clean by the Word of God. Now you are clean through the Word that I've spoken to you. Just one thing. All you have to do, change your world. One thing, believe God. Believe God and God alone. Don't believe the government is going to destroy you. It can't. Don't believe the government's going to destroy your world. Don't believe the government's going to take your money. Don't believe it's going to destroy your business or your church or take away your freedom. Believe God. Pharaoh tried that. God said, come on, Pharaoh. Bring it on. Come on, Goliath. Bring it on. Nebuchadnezzar, heat it up. I'll turn your furnace into a throne. I'll turn that sea into a pathway where the breath of God breathes right through it. I'll make the rock water. I'll make the skies bleed food. Whatever it is, He is. He is. I'll make the birds bring themselves as a meal to you, prophet of God. I'll make the brook run for you. They'll treat you like a king. Just believe God. Let God take you one step further than you are. See what God will do. Know that you need the Holy Spirit and you don't need what you want. You need who He is. That's why He said, don't say, I need this and I need that. He said, the world talks that way. But say, God, your will be done. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. God says, look at the lilies of the valley. They don't work nearly as hard as you do. And look how I've clothed them. Solomon in all his glory wasn't arrayed like one of these. Don't you think I know what you have need of? And more than know, we can know something and not do anything about it. But when God knows something, He is everything about it. He is the fullness of everything. There's more about you than you could possibly fathom in the deepest regions of your mind. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, chosen of the Most High God, anointed of the Lord, raised up as kings and priests. We're here to take dominion in the earth by believing God and watching the glory of God bring everything to its knees to worship and praise the one and only living God that's manifest in you. And the furnace was set up for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God did it for them. Nebuchadnezzar didn't do it against them. Pharaoh pursued the children of Israel because God sent him after them so he could be glorified through him. God said, I'm doing this all. Samson, God hardened the heart of the people. He chose Samson so God would be glorified among the Philistines. He gave a man strength that was uncommon. There's nothing to wait for. Time has nothing to say about when it happens. It's happening right now. Today, the centurion said this. He said, that's over there. My house isn't clean. I don't feel worthy. But it doesn't matter. I believe you. I believe you. I believe you. I believe your word. I believe what you say. So he comes to Jesus and he says, my servant is sick, he's tormented. And Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. He says, no, speak right now. Jesus' response is what amazes me. He said, this is great faith. When you just believe God, you're that guy. When you just say, I just believe God. Well, they died. Well, maybe they died in faith. Just like they lived in faith, but it shouldn't change who you are and what you believe. Believe God. Do you know some people will die in faith just as faithfully as they will live in faith? Believe believe God. God's raising up a generation. You're it. And he's calling to you and saying, I want you to take dominion over the earth. It's what I created you to do. I want you to be a manifestation of my glory, of my presence, of my love, and of my peace. So forgive. Because your hatred, your envy, your bitterness, your strife, your doubt, your unbelief, condemning yourself, does nothing more than prove you're not believing God. It just proves one thing, and one thing alone, you doubt God. That's all it proves. Don't prove you doubt God. Prove you believe God. I believe God. He can't help but answer you. But he said, my ways are so far above yours, I'll answer you, and you won't even know it except the Spirit reveal it to you. So listen to what I'm saying. Let the Spirit of God fill you. Let the Spirit of God reveal through you. God will take you out of the middle ground. He will take you to high ground, and he will show you the glory of God that you can't see with your eyes. He will glorify and be glorified through you. Jesus said, this is the whole point, that the Father is glorified in you. That's why I'm here. And I'm sending you the Holy Spirit because he's not going to walk among you. He's done that. He's going to dwell in you. What makes that happen? Just one thing. Believe he is. He is. Who are you? Is. You are what is going to happen. You are what is right. You are what is good. You are what is for me. You are what is going to come to pass. You are what is. You are the is. God is. They that come to him must believe he is. You is. Your I am. I'm is. God's going to rain glory on you. Some people are going to get mad about this, but some of you are going to be rained down on with finances, resources, the ability to do what God wants to do through you. Some of you are going to be excited about it. Some religious people are going to get irritated about it. And it just doesn't matter when it's raining down on you. You won't care. Someone's going to get healed. You are. You are. You are. Before you walk out these doors. You are. Before you can leave where you are. Who? You! 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 God said to Moses, you! And Moses wasn't ready. Moses didn't believe. Moses didn't have the faith. God said, you! So he had to do one of two things. He either doubt God or believe God. Only two things. And only one thing is all he had to do to make it right. You. You. When God points his finger and says, you! Then guess what? Tag. You're it. And you just can't quit. Say, tag. I'm it. Because he is. I'm it. Because he is. He is makes you it when he says you. And when does he say you? When you say I am. I am. Receive me, Lord. Choose me. I believe you. Wait a minute. You have chosen me because I just called on you. No man comes to you except you choose him. I ask you to be Lord of my life. You've chosen me. Jesus, you're Lord. No one can say Lord except by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. He is Lord. You're it because he is. You're it because he is. You're it because he is. Every one of you, you're it because he is. Today, your day changes. Tonight, your night is different. Tomorrow, the dawning of your day is a new day. God isn't going to bless you. He has blessed you. He's not going to call you. He has called you. He's not going to anoint you. He has anointed you. He's not going to choose you. He has chosen you. He is, so you're it. If he says it, it is. In him is yes and amen. You just have to do one thing. Believe is, and you're it. Believe is, and you're it. I believe is. I'm it. And I just can't quit. Tag, I'm it. And I just can't quit. I prophesy the word of the Lord over you. This is the greatest day of your life. Something great, wondrous is going to happen to you. And the Spirit is going to reveal how profound it is, even though you haven't been able to see it with your eyes. And when you do see, what you're actually seeing is the earth surrendering to the will of God in you. And that's what you call a manifestation. What really is happening is what God's already determined and already seen and already called into existence. But now you're seeing it as God is doing it through you. You don't have to have been in the way, as they say a long time, get out of the way, oh say. Stay in the way. I am the way. I am. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Stop trying to figure out God, because the moment you doubt Him. One thing, believe God, because He is, you're it. And believe God. This is the greatest season of my life. The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich and adds no sorrow with it in every way. I prophesy profound peace over you. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding be poured out on you. The joy of the Lord, which is your strength, that you can't hold back the giggles and the laughter and the joy and the praise. You can't hold your praise back. Praise will pour out of you. For God seeks worshipers, and they that worship Him will worship Him in spirit and truth. True worshipers. That's you. Because He is, you're it. Because God is, I am. Of you, through you, and to you are all things, to whom be glory. And Father, I praise you for the glory of the Lord to be poured out in the earth. That outpouring of your Spirit. And what is that? That you're being glorified and manifested through your people. I hear and see people speaking the words of righteousness. Not talking about where they came from, but talking about where they are and who He is. Not declaring and shouting about darkness or evil or wicked men and women, but shouting about the wonders and the glory of God, as they did when the Holy Spirit fell in the beginning on the day of Pentecost, and they all heard them, everyone in their own language, speaking the wonders of God. And as they sing the wonders and the glory of God, those that are bound will be set free. Those that are depressed and those that have lost their way will get peace and find the way. Because when you shine the light in the dark, everything becomes clear. What is? The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, and all those that dwell therein. God is with us. God is. He is. He is. How can you not increase? How can you not? There isn't anything in your way. There is no time holding you back. There's no learning curve. Just believe and don't stop. Believing is like love. It doesn't change its mind. Love is kind. Love is forgiving. Love doesn't exalt itself. Love doesn't put others down. Love is. It does what it is. Now it's no longer you that lives, but Christ lives in you. Christ lives in you. It's no longer I that lives. Yeah, but I, no, there's no yeah, but. There's only God is. Yeah, but will keep you there. But God is will take you everywhere. Because He is, you're it. Tag, you're it. And you just can't quit. Tag, you're it. and you just can't quit. Stand with me. Tag, you're it. And you just can't quit. I said, tag, you're it. You want to pull on heaven together today? Let's pull something down. The word says, whatever we release from the earth is released from the heavens. Whatever we bind on the earth is bound in the heavens. Seek those things that are above, not those things that are beneath. We're not here to do this. We're here to do that. We're here to make heaven restless. And when the glory of God is poured out through you, the earth surrenders to the will of the Father, just like it was in the beginning. And God is glorified in you. Your peace is sound. Your love, you know what to do, where to go, what to say, how to feel. Your emotions are under the authority, the auspices, the power of Almighty God. The virtue of His Spirit flows through you. He'll renew your strength. He'll renew your mind. He'll fill you with joy. You won't know who you are, but you'll sure know who He is. And as He is, so are you in this world. This is the greatest season of your life. Do you believe it? Give the Lord a shout of praise. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Let's pull. Come on, let's pull together. If you have your wristband, you can tug on that. If you don't have that, you can tug on your collar. Tug on your sleeve. Tug on your neighbor, if it's okay with them. Let's pull on heaven today. Let's make heaven restless. The scriptures say, in numerous ways, hear, O heavens. God's given you the power to command the heavens. The angels are watching to see what glory of God is going to be manifest through you. They're hungry to see the glory of God pour out of you. They're hungry to see you doing things you couldn't possibly do. They want to see that sea in front of you part. They want to see that dry ground yield water. They want to see the heavens of God pour out the blessing and the favor of the Lord. They want you to know that there isn't a government other than the government of God that will rule over the earth. Men seek for the favor of kings, but the answer comes from the Lord. God watches over His people. Always has, always will. Hear, O heavens. Give ear, O earth. For the Lord our God has spoken. Let your glory be poured out through these vessels. In this house, those that are viewing, everyone that will believe. We're a chosen vessel, anointed by God, to bear witness to the glory of God. That the Spirit of the Lord will show us the face of the Father. Not with eyes that see as man, but with the Spirit that searches the deep things of the Father and reveals them to us. Not of might, not of power, so no one can boast. It is the Spirit and the gift of God. We pull upon the heavens of God, and I call for the blessing of the Lord. I call for increase. God, overwhelm. God, overrun you with the blessing, the favor. God, give you increase upon increase upon increase upon increase, where you say there will never be an end. For the Lord pours in me, so He can pour through me. That God is glorified, so I can see the face of His glory. It's raining. It's raining. It's raining on you today. I pray, God, rain on you. Wash away the spirit of indecision. Just take a step forward and say, this is where I stand from this point forward. And don't worry about how you're going to stand there. The Lord will establish the steps of those that walk rightly before God. How is that? God, I choose to believe You've chosen me. You are the is, the all things, the exceeding abundant and beyond. Because You are the is, I am the it. That which You have chosen. Chosen generation, a royal priesthood. You can't go back. You You gotta go forward. You can't go back. You gotta go forward. You can't go back. You gotta go forward. He that puts his hand to the plow and turns back tells himself he's not fit for the kingdom. But we that are chosen and anointed by the Spirit of God, we look forward to the mark, the prize, the high calling of God. We've left the middle ground and find the high ground, the high calling of God. It's who we are. We are here to make heaven restless. We are here to make the earth bow to the will of the Father. We are here to bear witness to the glory of God. And guess what? Because He is, tag your it. Tag your it. You just can't quit. Tag your it. You just can't quit. Tag your it. You just can't quit. Tag your it. Now say it like this. Tag, I'm it. And I just won't quit. Tag, I'm it. And I just can't quit. Tag, I'm it. And you just can't quit. Tag, you're it. You just can't quit. Tag, I'm it. And I just can't quit. Tag, I'm it. And I just can't quit. Tag, I'm it. And I just can't quit. Tag, I'm it. The heavens of God have touched you. The heavens of the Lord's joy, the Lord's peace, increase. I call for an increase in this house that will exceed anything you've ever experienced to present day. That will bear a marker to the day you heard the word of the Lord and said, that's me. He is. He's made me it. His chosen. He's made me the apple of His eye. He's made me the blessed and the chosen of God. He's anointed me to bear witness to His glory. He's going to make me a witness, an example, that even the angels of God are going to look at me and say, look and see what God is doing through me. Tag, I am it. Do you believe it? Give the Lord a shout and say, yeah. Come on. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God. Shout unto God. With a voice of triumph, shout unto God with a voice of praise. It's come, it's here. There's nothing to fear. It's come, it's here. There's nothing to fear. He's come, He's here. There's nothing to fear. He's come, He's here. There's nothing to fear. He's come, He's here. There's nothing to fear. He's come. He's near. There's nothing to fear. He's come. He's near. There's nothing to fear. He's come. He's near. There's nothing to fear. Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house. Worship your God. Worship your God. Worship your God. Worship your God.